And so I said to her, "Baby, if sticking crookneck squashes up my nose and screeching like a monkey is wrong, then I don't want to be right." Oh, she went for a walk to go pick up some rutabagas at the grocery store. I expect her to return and fix dinner any day now.
Gee, I envy you, Jack. How is it that you're so lucky in love?
Well, it's not easy. With a 50-pound bag of coffee grounds and the fact that I make my own chocolate really helps.
Blazes, everyone. It's time once again for the Sit Down, Up, Stand show. Or something like that.
Foggy, you're the announcer for this show. You really should try to say the name right.
I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Welcome to the name right.
That's much better.
Well, once again, we are doing a Fury episode.
Actually, Mr. Foggy, I believe that's supposed to be Furry.
Furry? What makes you so sure of that?
Well, the fact that I currently look like an earmuff with ears and a tail.
Yes, today we follow the adventures of Jack McSqueak.
That's me, Jack McSqueak, the unlucky son of a deposed cheese thief.
And I'm his best buddy Ernie, the escaped hamster who lives in the fiberglass insulation inside the dishwasher.
Good day, Ernie.
A good day, Jack.
I say, Ernie, you seem to be scratching your fur a lot. Whatever is the matter?
Well, this fiberglass is making me itchy.
Well, then, why are you living in it?
Well, because hamsters aren't very bright, you know.
So, Ernie the hamster, where shall we go for breakfast today?
How about the pasta cupboard? Oh, I heard that the dog's dish got rave reviews.
Yes, those are all well and good. But, to tell you the truth, I was thinking more along the lines of the refrigerator.
Bum, bum, bum! Hey, did you hear that? Somebody just went bum, bum, bum.
Yes, that often happens when I say refrigerator. Bum, bum, bum!
There, it just happened again. Why does that keep happening?
Well, because we can't afford the musical score.
Same old story.
I have heard that there is cheese in that refrigerator.
Bum, bum, bum! Yeah, all right already. Enough of the bum, bum, bums now. What is it? What's so funny?
Well, I don't know. There's just something hilarious about the way it sounds when a British person says bum.
Didn't we cover that joke in the first episode?
Yes, I think so. Let's get on with the show, shall we?
All right. So how do you propose to get into the refrigerator?
Bum, bum.
Oh, stop that!
Okay.
Well, I've seen the giants opening the refrigerator, and I think that we can do it the same way.
How do they do it?
They pull the handle.
Bum, bum, bum! Oh, let's not start that again.
Scurry with me over to the refrigerator, would you?
Delighted. Scurry.
Okay, we're here. Now all we have to do is grab the handle and pull.
That might be a problem.
Why do you say that?
Because it's 3 feet over our heads.
Okay. Stretch real tall.
It's not working.
I may have to rethink this.
Meow.
Oh no, it is Mustard the cat.
Wait a minute, I thought that Grumly was the cat.
Well, that was in the last furry episode.
Oh. Shall we scurry away in terror?
Yes, let's.
Scurry.
I'll not have dirty, filthy rodents in my nice, clean kitchen. Take that and that. Pew, pew.
Wait a minute. Pew, pew. What does pew, pew mean?
I'm hurling generic missiles at you.
Oh, all right.
Ha! I've got you!
No, you didn't get us.
Oh no, don't tell me.
Woof, sir. You got me right between the kibbles and bits.
Oh, rats.
You cold?
No, not you, coffee shop guy. It's not your cue yet.
Oh, never mind.
What be this? How come you're chasing rodents across the kitchen, scaring defenseless little animals what only want a bite to eat in order to survive? Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, Mustard the Cat. What could ever possess you to do such a miserable rotten thing?
Well, they taste very, very good.
Oh, well, in that case, sign me up. I'm right behind you, sir.
Oh, no, Jack. How are we ever going to get to the refrigerator with the dog and the cat in the way?
Okay, I've got a plan. On three, we jump out and say, refrigerator. Then when the sound effects person goes bum bum bum, it will scare the dog and the cat away.
But Jack...
One.
Jack, two. I really think three. Jack, refrigerator!
Well, hello, little mousey.
Jack, I was trying to tell you, we disabled the bum bum bums, remember?
What be so funny, Mr. Cat, sir?
The hamster. He said bum.
I don't get it.
You know, we don't have to snitch cheese from the refrigerator. We could go to a cheese shop. I know the nicest little cheese shop in South Wales.
Oh, really? I have friends in South Wales.
Oh, really? What are their names?
Jonah and Pinocchio.
Ba-dum-bum.
He said bum again.
excuse me. I know I'm not in the show at this point yet, but I just have to say, can't we raise the level of the humour on this show just a bit? I mean, do we have to keep saying bum?
Poor guy, he still doesn't understand the point of this show.
Coffee shop guy, we can't raise the level of humour on this show. I mean, if we started doing intellectual comedy, we might be mistaken for real actors.
Why, yes, and if they thought we were real actors, they would have to pay us.
And if they started paying us, well, they wouldn't have any money left to do the show.
Not that they're spending any money on it now.
And then we would all be out of a job because they would have to fire us because they could not make the show anymore.
Yes, and very soon would be out on the street.
Yeah, we'd have to eat out of garbage cans just to survive and spend the nights shivering huddled up in a little cardboard box trying to stay out of the rain.
Hey, you know, that actually sounds like an improvement.
Hey, maybe we could do a rip-off on one of the other shows, eh?
Oi, Zazer, were that an elephant?
No, that was the telephone.
Sound effects budget strikes again.
Hello, sit down, stand-up show. Jack McSqueak speaking.
Hi, Jack. This is Owen the Otter. Don't rip off my other shows. Thank you.
Oh, darn. He hung up before I could order a pizza.
Jack, I'm getting hungry. We've got to get some cheese, but we'll never get it from the refrigerator.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, now the bum, bum, bums are working.
Say, Mr. Mustard the Cat, sir. The mouse is standing out in the middle of the open. Shouldn't we be tearing him to pieces?
Oh, yes, I had nearly forgotten. Let's go ahead and do that, shall we?
Uh-oh.
Whatever will become of Jack McSqueak? Will he ever get his cheese, or will he be torn to shreds by the dog and the cat? Will I ever learn to say the name of the show properly, or for that matter, care? It's doubtful. Tune in again for the next sit-up, stand-down show. If you dare. Thank you.